This is Scott Becker from Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled today to be joined by Erin Murray. Erin's the Chief Information Officer at Dell Medical School at the University of Texas, Austin, has evolved into that role, a fabulous leader, great personal skills, great technical skills. We're going to talk to Erin about several issues today, less about the hardcore role and technology role of the CIO, and more about career and development and challenges and so forth. Erin, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Thanks, Scott, so much for the intro. My name is Erin Murray. I'm the CIO for Dell Medical School and the University of Texas Health Austin practice, all attached to the University of Texas. Been in my role now about 4 months. Absolutely love it here and love the mission that we're giving back to Austin and Travis County.
Can you talk to us a little bit about some of the biggest challenges you face there and in your career?
Great question, Scott. So biggest challenge I would say here at UT is making sure that we focus on the basics. We do the blocking and tackling. We look at things in a way that is allowing us to execute upon our mission of growth and of servicing our patients and the disenfranchised and the lower socioeconomic status of Travis County. That was the reason why the taxpayers decided to fund the medical school and fund the mission of the medical school and to make sure that we give back and we execute upon that mission. So from a challenge perspective, I would say as we grow and we continue to grow and succeed in that, that we do the blocking and tackling. We do the basics so that we can throw the Hail Mary pass. So we can do the fun things around blockchain and all the technologies that are out there, that we make sure that physician workflow and patient workflow matches up to where we're going. Those are all very important things. From a personal career perspective, I think it's very important for me to continue to build a team here that is very robust and very vibrant and reflects the mission that we're giving back to our community.
UT is one of the great institutions in our country. It's certainly one of the finest state universities we have in the country. Dell Medical is an amazing story of evolution from idea to building, starting, and actually going to start graduating medical students. An amazing effort. Talk a little bit about your career, and particularly what's always interesting to people is how you recovered from a career setback. Anything you could talk about in that regard, and what did you learn from it?
Great question. I'll give you an example from early on in my career. I was in charge of the healthcare IT due diligence for acquiring a new health system. And I was in the charge of writing up the entire report of what was going to take to make sure this health system could be acquired successfully and integrated with all of our systems. I did such a good job that I wrote a whole section on personnel and looking at how to best align and bring in the IT team that we were acquiring. And I went into some areas that were way too sensitive and got literally my wings clipped per se, where I had a great CIO. She brought me into the boardroom and had a very crucial conversation, said, "Erin, you did a phenomenal job, but you should have asked before we went into these areas." And I said, "Oh, gee, great point on asking before you assume things." So needless to say that for the rest of my career, I took it to heart and I work on some great projects. But before going through all domains on something, I usually ask before I go do. So lesson to your listeners, ask before you do sometimes. It'll save you a whole lot of grief and having your wings clipped.
And those can be very sensitive issues when you start to set forth. You need leadership that's willing to set forth their position on personnel and how to merge personnel and so forth, but they can be extremely sensitive issues in a merger, and particularly when you're not the top person driving that merger. A great point. You've grown into the CIO role at a major institution. What career advice do you have for people that are trying to decide or grow into senior leadership positions, whether as a CIO or otherwise? What are the most important things to that, and what advice do you have for people?
Great question, Scott. I think the most important element to anything you do, whether it's CIO, whether it's IT leadership, whether it's anything, is have passion. Love what you do. Love coming to work every day. Love the topic that it is. Love the challenge that it is, because it's going to be tough, and you're going to have days where you feel defeated. But if you really do have that passion and love for the industry, you'll see it through. You know, I have two little girls, if you come in my office, I have pictures everywhere of my two little girls and my wife. And that's why I do what I do. I do it for them. I want them, when they see their doctor, when they have a computer in front of them, their doctor is on, to say, "Hey, my dad helped put that here, or helped me get better because he contributed in some way to my health." That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Not for any other reason than to help this community and help them and leave a legacy for them, a better world than when they came into it. That's the attitude you've got to take and approach this from every way.
You know, one of the things I love about talking to you always is tremendous enthusiasm and tremendous energy, which is so much a part of success today, that people have that level of enthusiasm, that confidence, that energy to go with great technical skills and high intelligence that you have. Let me ask you this question. You've mentioned your two daughters, and I know how fond you are of your family. You speak about it often. In terms of giving career advice to your children, I was growing up in a different generation when my parents said, I don't care what your passion is, but you better be able to make a living and support your family. Today, it seems like the career advice is different. You better find your passion, and if you find your passion right, you'll be able to make a living out of that passion. And that's one of the ways of avoiding getting stuck in a job for 40 years that you don't love. How do you advise your children on this issue today? Do you pursue a career that you're going to love, totally passionate about, or do you pursue making a living? Or how do you manage those two different thoughts?
Phenomenal question. For me, and what I tell my girls all the time is, follow your heart and follow your passion. Money and everything else is a byproduct of that happiness. And I'll give you a great example. I have a phenomenal friend of mine in Dallas. He was actually in healthcare IT at a different institution, and he just wasn't happy. But when he was happy, he was being an artist, and he could sculpt, and he could paint, and it was beautiful. And I kept saying, hey, you really should consider opening up your own gallery. You would do phenomenal. And for so long, he hedged and said, no, Aaron, I just don't think so. And then one day, finally, he mustered the courage to do it, and now he's a phenomenal artist and a very successful business owner of his own gallery, and he's beyond happy. And I said, gee, how hard could that have been? He's like, why didn't I do this earlier? So back to the point of it, follow the passion. Everything else will work out. Just follow your heart.
What are you most proud of this last year or so? You've seen this magnificent growth of the UT program, the Dell Medical School. What's made you most proud? What do you look at and say, I'm really pleased with that, whether it's what you did or the institution did? What are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of how phenomenal we've been able to give back to Travis County and the things we're doing with our patients. Our clinics are growing leaps and bounds. Our program for medical students, we graduate our first class this year. Our research division is engaging with tools like blockchain and others to take care of the homeless here in Austin. I mean, there are some phenomenal things going on. And I would say when I look back at the body of work that's coming out and the body of work to come out here in a very near future, it's that excitement and energizing attitude and movement around how do we take care of folks here in a way that's different than it's ever been done before and I've never seen before. And I can tell you the community is responding with this overwhelming, wow, thank you. So it's so gratifying when I line up my passions of healthcare and giving back towards what we're able to deliver and say, look, it aligns. It all is working out. And the things coming out are just fabulous.
I'm going to ask you one final question. You're now the chief information officer. It's an aspirational role, a magnificent role. How did you get there? What mix of technical skills, personal skills, and I don't want you to brag about yourself, but in the way that you talk about that gives advice to others, how did you end up in this role? And what kind of roadmap is there for people that want to aspire to senior leadership and love what they do?
Great question, Scott. I first and foremost go back to my core message here, which is be passionate. Love this problem. Love the problem called healthcare. Love the concept of how do I make this something better than what it is today. I don't think there's a person on this planet now that can say, hey, the U.S. healthcare system is perfect. I don't think anybody would say that. There's so many areas for opportunity, but do you want to be part of the solution or do you want to be one of the pundits on the sideline just talking about it? So if you love it, get into it. If you love to continue to contribute at a higher level, great. Be passionate for it. Want to lead people. Want to show folks how to move forward. That's what it takes. At the end of the day, if you love it and you're driving for it and you continue to move forward and you're tenacious, you'll get there. You will absolutely get there. But you've really got to want to do that because the folks who do get to this role and just really didn't have their heart into it, they end up miserable and walking away going, why did I spend all that effort towards it? So just be passionate and follow that passion and you'll get there.
Isn't that one of the great travesties of life, that some people see a role that they want to have the title of, but they really don't love the job or want to do the job? And I think what you said is when your passion lines up with what you really want to do, you get to that role and you love that role. Where in contrast, if your passion is as a trophy seeker, you get to that role, but you really didn't want the role, you end up actually miserable. I think it's a fascinating observation.
That's exactly right. At the end of the day, it all comes down to joy. And you have to discover the joy of work, the joy of love of life, and the joy of the career that you're in. If you don't have joy, you have nothing. And the first people who are going to call you at it when you go home is your family. And I'll tell you that if I wasn't happy and came home unhappy, I have two little girls who call me on the carpet for it. So I better find joy and keep it.
Well, they sound like your toughest audience. It seems like you're doing great with them and doing great professionally. So, Aaron, it is a great pleasure to have you here today. I know we didn't talk a lot about technology issues, but we talked about growth and career issues and sort of challenges and how you think about advising people on their own growth and your children. So just a magnificent pleasure for me to get to talk to you about these issues. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate you and all your listeners. And if I could be of any help to folks or they want to reach out and ask further questions or just need to bounce an idea off of to find that joy or to maintain that joy, I'm happy to do it always.